Hi guys, welcome back to the MC Nell podcast. As usual, I'm MC Nell and I'm here with my co-host
MYAO.
That's my Mamiya though. So today I'm bringing you an interesting topic, a huge part of our society, because as humans we relate to people on a regular basis. I'm talking relationships today. So platonic relationships, sexual relationships. Ooh. I'm trying to dissect all of them, try and understand, give it a better understanding. But then I can't, Mami and myself, we can't do that alone. So we are here with a Chinese lady, a musician, and a sapiosexual.
how do you tell?
Well, I mean, she used some diction earlier. And I realized that, you know, you wouldn't use that in a regular conversation. So,
what's
it? If you're a sexual person, is all right, what she could be.
Right. You guys, smart,
just mention your names very quickly. Let me start with you.
So, I'm Nyamiche.
69 Nyamiche.
69 Nyamiche.
Yeah. Because he likes 69.
Actually.
Do you care to explain?
Yeah, I think he should.
Yes. Okay, so the 69, I took it from Tekashi 69. The artist, Tekashi 69.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he explained his 6-9 and I liked it. And he explained it in the sense that, like, when you have 6 and 9, when you switch the 9, it's back to 6. So let's say if you have two people, maybe she is 6 and I'm 9. So if we sit both ways, she becomes 9 and I become 6, we get to know each other in a way. As in how we relate to 6-9.
Yeah. Understanding, basically.
I still feel like he likes 69. How about you, my Korean lady?
My name is Nadia Imani.
Your name is so bougie though. Your name is bougie. Yeah, Nadia Imani, like something I can call like my girl, like my baby girl. No, like my child.
Alan.
Yes, B. How are you, my supersexual interesting friend? Denise.
Denise Eva Etel.
You're Ghanaian.
Yeah.
Like full blown Ghanaian.
I'm Ghanaian.
Right. Your name is like, all of you have interesting names.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's a German name.
Oh. Right.
My surname.
Oh, so you're German?
No. But the name is German. It means the edge of a sphere.
Let's just get on straight to our topic for today. Relationships. Some way, somehow, all of us have been in one. We've related to someone we liked, or just regular friendships, or basically going about our daily activities, we relate to different people. So what you guys should like just tell me your different ideas about a relationship. Like, what's the basic idea you have?
Well, the basic idea I have about a relationship is like when you know someone, like when you get to know a little bit about someone, and you guys start to share a particular bond there, that's where a relationship begins. That's when you start sharing a particular bond with someone.
Does it necessarily have to be... Okay, it's just a bond, right? Yeah, that's like, it for you.
Yeah, that's
okay,
it for
you. Okay, how about you, Nadia?
I think I'd have to agree with them. It's practically getting to know somebody just to create a bond, either it being friendship or sexual or love.
Yeah. Okay. And Eva?
So, well, I'd agree with the bond. Like, basically, having a connection with someone, it has a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things go into it, but a relationship is basically a bond, creating a relation with someone.
Makes sense. But then the different relationships we have, are like either platonic or they're sexual. So platonic in the sense that maybe you guys are like friends, or you guys like relate on a very good level. So like there's no sexual attraction. Then the sexual relationships are those that we hope end up in a marriage, or like we just pursue because of our sexual desires.
But doesn't the platonic, in a way, like those who have platonic relationships, don't they also have a plan of getting married maybe in the long run or something?
What do you think? He was saying that some platonic relationships hope to end
so
up in marriage.
You have a friend, right?
Yeah, and you hope to marry the friend, but then you guys are not sexually involved.
How?
Yeah, how?
Some people want, like, as in when they are in a relationship and they don't want to have anything sexually related to it at all till maybe they get married, then they start that sexual thing. So
that makes it platonic.
Well, as they haven't explored the sexual angle of it, then, I mean, there's some sense of platonic relationship in it. But then,
feel
I mean,
the person. I can't.
But if you feel the person...
Unless the person was pledged to you.
Well.
Yeah.
There's an angle, but then maybe...
Because this doesn't make sense.
So you feel like if you are dating someone, right? like there's bound to be some sexual something.
Well, not necessarily. It depends on what the both of you want. Because like you said, maybe the both of you might be virgin and abstaining from sex.
I haven't said anything about virginity.
Well, in general, maybe you and your partner might not like to indulge in any sexual activities till marriage. So yeah.
So then that makes it platonic to some extent. To the marriage part. But then the platonic relationships too. There are those of them that have sex.
Exactly.
Like just for like sexual reasons.
No, anything outside sex is part
platonic,
of. Yes. Yeah. So we have Ghana is more like a conservative society where you're going to get people who have principles and they believe in platonic relationships till they get married. So it's either, it's your choice. You go sexual or you go platonic, strictly. You can't be in between.
Yeah.
Why can't I be in between? No, because I feel like, yeah, maybe we shouldn't like divide them along these lines. Because sometimes, like just some one night stand or like some fling will pass the platonic inside.
So it becomes sexual. Automatically.
But it becomes sexual without a title or a bond.
Exactly.
So what
if you guys just have like, you guys are friends, yeah, like regular friends. Then you kiss one day. Random kiss, but it never happens again.
Right.
What makes that kind of friendship?
No, you like I say, you don't know what you're trying to do. But what I can say is, right, you're with someone, there's no title. Or there's no, you know, oh, he's my boyfriend or, you know. Then, I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing, but I know for sure some people call it a situationship. Yeah. Then you're in that fix. But
maybe, I think that's where
friends.
We should put those people.
Yeah.
Those people cannot differentiate
but
between.
If you're friends and then once in a while, oh, you exchange a kiss or, you know where that's
leading. Wait, it's friends. Once in a while, exchange a kiss.
I think, isn't it rather friends with benefits?
Yeah, they're all under there. You don't know what you're trying to achieve.
No,
because
no, but there are some people
friends.
That just want to, like, we're just friends and we have benefits. Like, that's where it ends.
That's
so
them.
They know what
like
they want.
Said.
So they don't fit a situationship. Situationships are coming maybe, like, you're not giving the girls, like, some straightforward destiny. Like, maybe you want to eat her, but she's the kind of girl where maybe you have to like her first. You bob. So it's like,
you
don't want to go all out with the liking.
So you all don't know where it stands, basically.
No, you know what you want. And the girl knows what she wants, right? But to get what she wants from the girl.
No, I feel like a situation is just when, like, there's no commitment. You know,
there
maybe
isn't
like
any
the
commitment,
person,
right?
There isn't any commitment.
But you guys are expecting, like, some form of.
You're doing the stuff the supposed couples
exactly.
are doing.
So that's what you're confused about. So those people are the situation. No, I'm just saying. Do you get it? Because some parties, they will agree that, yeah, let's just, like.
And they're still able to maintain a neutral ground, like we're friends.
Oh, yeah.
And
everything. Normally, even he can have a girlfriend and she can have a boyfriend.
That'd be solid.
And they'll be normal.
You're on a different side of Accra.
After what I heard earlier,
looking at sexual relationships, right? Should we factor in health? Look at our society right now. Everything you no wait. Let me not make it just sexual relationships. In every friendship or in every bond you try to establish, should health be a factor?
So generally, as humans, we are supposed to have compassion for everyone, right? But when it comes to going the extra mile, being in a relationship, it means that we should consider a lot of things. Now, we are made up of biological factors, right? We didn't just come about. So it means that the existence of chromosomes, the existence of genetic makeup. So it means that if you are having sex with someone, which is not just a mere thing you can just see someone and do, right? We don't just see people doing it all around. So it means that it has a role to play, right? There's exchange of things and whatnot, right? Exchange of saliva, exchange of smell, like semen and all that. So it means you should consider the person's health.
Makes sense.
But well, for here, as in this country here, when it comes to that, it's very underrated. We don't really focus so much on the healthy aspect.
They just feel like...
Yeah. I don't even think anybody cares.
No, they just feel like because you like the person, you should be able to get down with the person. Like, really?
Yeah. Because I could ask you, do you know your blood group?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know your blood
group? I don't.
Exactly. So the point is, we feel that we are all healthy and we can go
Everyone
on.
Everyone is just walking around.
Exactly, our children are fine. So we feel physically we are healthy. So we don't see the need to go extra mile to... visit a hospital and check all these critical things about us. So it's ignorance.
Was it even recently I was talking with someone, then I came up with a whole thing like, as in now like a first date question, we should be able to ask ourselves what blood type group we are in, at least. Or if you are a friend with someone, at least the first question that can come is what blood type group is. So maybe if in case that person is in a bad state, would you be able to help that person? But as in now, we really don't focus much about those things. It's all about let's just have sex, hit it and remove. Yeah.
I think marriage, couples, with them, they only care about it when it's getting close to maybe marriage, mm-hmm. or, I'm proposing to her. That's when they're like, oh, I have to find out their blood group and everything.
Bringing the conversation back to our relationships, right? We all agree health is important. Would you, Nadia, would you insist on health as a deciding factor in choosing your partner or your boyfriend?
Yes, of course.
So, yes. Would you do it before you guys start dating?
Honestly.
Yeah, like, honest.
Yeah, my mind would not really be around. Yeah,
it's just
the
infatuation about you. Yeah. You, Mamiya.
Hey, why are you moving to me?
I'm just saying, like, you, Mamiya, would you?
I mean, at the start, no. But then if I feel like we are going somewhere, I think the problem is most of the time, like, the relationship, our generation, this period that we are in, no one is really like paying attention to stuff like that. People are in relationships and they don't even know, oh, he has muscles anyway. Like, come on, like, people, you know, it's true.
Yeah, like, yeah. I have people, muscles.
Oh yeah, the vibe is good. So the vibe is good, where is it going? So I feel like most of the time, if you know that, oh yeah, this age, this time, this period, you feel like, oh, marriage is like approaching. And there's a very, because I don't want a situation whereby I would be ignorant and I'll GI for blood group and all that. Then we give birth and then now our child is SS or something. And then it's because of my own negligence. It's something. Some churches do pay attention to it. It's a procedure. You go through it. Because they don't want to say, circumstance, you come and you're praying and then my child has done this. Go and take the child's sickle. What do you call that thing?
Sickle cell status,
then,
yeah.
Like, it's something you could have done. You could have avoided. Or then you're married and then you're facing problems. And you're not even happy in the marriage. And then you can't blame anyone else because it's something you could have avoided most of the time, yeah? It's just that the couples are just being selfish. You know very well your blood group, your this, that would just make you
selfish about what?
Yeah, being selfish. You don't want the partner to go, oh, we've spent so much time together. It's been 8 years. 8 years. Then you get a child for 8 years.
We've been this for 8 years.
Yes.
We have energy.
So I don't want to digress, but if I feel like marriage is approaching, this is what we want to do, it's something that I'll check before I get to that point where I'm frustrated
in
the marriage.
So if it's just sexual relationship for you,
I'll be with it.
So you wouldn't pay attention to
that? On that note, on the with the eat point, you see, if you are eating, right, one day something is going to leak and one day you will get pregnant, right? So there's still a probability for that risk. But the point is to avoid not wanting to let go of someone because of your genetic differences, right? You should, no, from the beginning.
But
from
it
the beginning.
It should even be a first thing. I think that's
yes,
the
exactly.
Thing.
Before you fall in love.
Before you be friends. Exactly. It should be a first thing.
You guys are doing theory. You guys are doing theory, honestly. Be honest.
No.
Be honest.
But
hey,
if
be
you are
honest
being
with yourself.
Honest, if you are being honest.
No, wait.
Feelings need a choa.
Exactly.
And yeah, hey, choa, yeah. Show our
right. See, you see a nice girl at Bloomberg,
no,
right? You're single. You feel like, yeah, I can move to this girl, right? You move to her. Oh, she responds to the vibe and everything. Everything is cool. It's going on smoothly, right? Honestly.
Doesn't it go
you guys,
beyond the
you
vibe?
Guys, be honest. No, be honest with yourselves, right? If you're moving to a girl, health is the last thing on your mind.
And yeah.
Honestly.
That's true.
No, especially when you realize you guys have a vibe going, like, it's actually fun talking to the person, like, the person is interesting, the person teaches you new stuff. You actually realize that you get to put that health aspect, like, in the back of your mind. Sometimes you can just remember that, I should check this thing, like, I don't know, just in case.
No, but this generation, we feel when you are going to the hospital, it means there's something wrong with you, right? It's the mindset. Because if we feel at ease going to the hospital to know about important details about ourselves, it is very important.
No, but you guys, sometimes, right, you'd wish to go the extra mile, right? But nature doesn't want people to go anyway.
So you want to test waters.
and this is where some people get religious with it. Oh, nyamebeye.
No, that is very problematic with our society we are in. Somebody's breast looks like orange, and now it is in the shape of a watermelon, and you can see there's something wrong with it. still they want to believe that it's spiritual.
It's a spiritual,
right?
Yeah.
So it's you can't just subject everything to your religion and be ignorant.
Makes sense. But then you guys mentioned religion, right?
Mm. Yes.
Religion affects relationships, does it?
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm not saying it does. I'm asking. Mamia, wait. Do you have a problem with someone?
No, I'm not summoning anyone, but I feel like this is a very touchy subject that people just take for granted. Okay. You are dating a Muslim girl, you are dating a Muslim guy. You are clearly not Muslim. The relationship, my very favorable question, the question that I like to ask, what are you trying to achieve? Because you know it's not going anywhere. You're not ready to put your face on the ground. She's not ready to go and do higher. So, like, where are you? Like, are you serious? Like, so what are you trying to achieve? So it does. No, it plays a very important role, unless he's ready to, you know,
put down his hijab. The same religion, right? You know, there can be problem. I'm Catholic, she's charismatic.
The doctrines.
Exactly.
But it's all God. So that one is,
Do people understand that it's all God?
Well,
so that's
but I feel like that's, you know,
no, that's a very, like, huge influence, and I'm wording day right now. Because
is it, you can go to your Roman on Sunday, I'll go to my ICGC on Sunday.
Do you guys believe that?
Oh, yeah, it's true.
That thing is there. I've heard that thing before. Is there, right?
Especially when it comes to Jehovah Witnesses
and SDA,
and too. SDA, so it's understandable,
but some families do understand because, especially with the Muslim aspect. Some people, they go like, don't let their daughter get married to a Muslim. At the end of the day, when it comes down, they just relax and let their daughter get married to the Muslim. But it comes to an understanding that is she ready to switch to be a full Muslim or do the whole half thing, Muslim, Christian?
This is out of the blue, right? We've all had our hearts broken.
She's a heartbreaker. She bent
over. Well, for me, no.
You break the hearts.
No,
me and Adesi. Wave check. Have you seen the waves on his head?
No, I don't break hearts. I haven't got my heart broken before. Maybe
have you dated?
Oh yes, I've been in a relationship.
And you guys broke up, but then you weren't heartbroken.
I wasn't heartbroken, but I was hurt. So yeah, there's a difference between being heartbroken.
Explain.
And being
since hurt. You know the difference.
Heartbreak, then they ask, I hate us, Anna. To me, the fufu is like you can feel your heart really burning. The hurt part is like you miss the person going, as in there's something about that person you miss, like a way for a long, like for a short while.
Do you ever cry?
No,
you'd never cried about it. Okay, so you're legit wearing heartbroken. How about you, Nadia? You haven't been heartbroken.
I mean, everybody has experienced heartbreak in one way or the other. I mean, your favorite. Accessory code, get missing, your phone, relationship wise, I mean, yes.
To the extent you had to cry over him.
Cry.
Weep.
Okay, I think, yeah, cry, get like, okay.
How was yours?
Mine, as in how it happened.
How you dealt with it. I mean, he was eating fufu with water, but...
No. How I dealt with it, I mean...
Some people use alcohol, some people rebound, you know, sex and stuff.
Oh, no, I just dealt with it. I did not use any substance or another person to
but
get
did you
over.
Do anything unusual?
No, I think the only thing unusual I did was to just be inside my room, like, the whole time. Oh. Yeah.
You coming to you, Yuya.
Heartbreak.
Yes.
No, but you know, I've been not heartbreak, but you know, like letting go. Yeah, that was hard.
So what did you do?
Yeah, I don't think I used any substance myself.
You are saying letting go was hard. So like how did you go about it?
I think it was just time. You have to understand that.
How did you feel when you saw the person?
I haven't seen him.
Oh.
Also, that really helped. Not seeing the person for a long time. Yeah, that helped.
Out of mind. Is it out of sight? Out of mind.
Yeah.
So that helped.
How many times have you dated?
But like right now, there's like, you're moving to me or why?
I just want to know. Maybe.
How many times?
You guys...
Like official. Eva, how about you?
No, I haven't had a heartbreak.
She's the heartbreak.
Have you dated?
Yes.
Oh, you break the heart. You haven't had a heartbreak.
Have you been in a relationship before?
Yes.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Like, so is this like the first...
Aww.
Oh,
I don't
okay,
want to
so that makes
it
sense.
Yet.
No, it will end it, yes, hopefully. What does a relationship take to work?
Hmm.
I feel like it takes sense.
common sense.
Like from start to finish, relationship before common relationship sense. Work, legit is common sense. But then I don't know. What are your views?
I think for a relationship to last, you must be very, 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 very forgiving. I think that's the top key to be forgiven because.
Why forgiving?
I mean, maybe he could be from a different background. You could be from a different background. How he sees things is not how you see things. Yeah, maybe I could tell you don't put the water here because it will make me very angry. But then he sees that, why would he make you angry? Like, this is me. But then he does it. You know, it's all about understanding. It's all about tolerance. And it's all about forgiving. Mostly forgiving. Because human beings...
Niggas cheat. She's holding herself from saying niggas cheat. But yeah.
Niggas really ain't shit, bro.
Please, me, I'm the shit. I am the shit. What do you think? What do you that you are singing?
Niggas ain't shit.
What does it take your relationship for it to work?
Communication.
Okay. Just that.
Yeah.
Like basically.
Oh, I mean the other stuff come in. Like she said, forgiveness. But I feel like most of the time, if you're like communicating very well, you're not hiding stuff. You're being honest.
But let's be honest, building trust is hard.
Well, for me, I advise most people not to attach trust to their relationships.
Why not?
How? The boy with the waves in his head.
So that's when he breaks your heart. You can run away easily.
You know, when we talk about trust, is a very, I don't know the right word.
Trust is big. But
yes. But for me, personally, I won't let anybody, maybe you can believe the person. The right word I'll say is believe the person enough. But to trust the person, Charlie, that one there. Charlie, because what I know is most of the time when you trust or when you promise, those two things, when you start using them, that is where the expectations make high. And when you have so much high expectations to, that's it. Wrong snail, Babisa.
Are you saying we should keep expectations out of relationship?
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's impossible.
No, I think you should keep them in the relationship, but just minimal. Like, it should be low.
Yeah, it should be low.
Why should it be low?
You can't.
No,
can't,
I mean, this person is my girlfriend. You're supposed. No, like, there's some basic sense.
That's where the problem is.
The two
is.
Of us understand each other and we're supposed to go by. If you happen to violate what we have agreed to go by, then, I mean, that's your fault. You get it, but then that shouldn't stop me from expecting
honestly,
you to do the right
honestly,
thing.
Honestly, if it was back in 2016, 2014 that you were saying this, we'd be like, oh yeah, but knowing our generation now, knowing how casual sex is, come on, there was a story whereby a guy was at Bloom Bar and he left his girlfriend there to go have sex in the car.
At the car park.
So you see...
some different level of hard
it's
guy.
It's so but different right now. It's
by expectations, trust, promise. But for me, when I'm getting into a relationship, personally, the first thing I say is, don't expect a promise from me. Respect me to trust you, and I don't expect you to also trust me.
Wow.
What you get from me is for me to believe you. Because if
are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship now. No, but
how can a relationship work without trust?
Yeah, how do you expect it to work?
When you say you believe somebody, isn't that also trusting them in some way?
You said not necessarily. You see, when you say you trust the person, it's like.
Isn't that the point?
No, but when you believe the person, it's like anyway.
We are thinking too much about the word trust, right?
Yeah.
So I know your temperament, I know what you can do and what not. So if I give you some level of trust, it means that I know you can serve that purpose, right? I wouldn't make you a class prefect if I know you don't come to class early.
Pardon?
I'm giving you sense
of responsibility because
I trust your quality. Now, you understand where the trust comes
of believe?
No, yes.
When you believe the person,
they move together, right?
They move together.
If I believe you, it means I have trust in you, right? So if I know your type of person, and even if you met me in a club, I don't expect that if you're in a relationship, you will never go to the club again, right? So from the qualities I've already met you with, it means that level of trust should be displaced, right?
Yeah.
So that's how it works. We are exaggerating the whole trust thing to, I don't know if we are expecting to be dating Jesus or something. You know how the person behaves. So I mean, can't.
But some people take the trust word and the believe word. So when you say, like most of the times, we always hear, I trusted you and you hurt me and those kind of things.
That mostly has to do with cheating. Right?
Yes.
Because you feel that when you are in a relationship, you have to be committed, right? Mm-hmm. So if the person goes wayward, that the person has broken your trust. But to that, like, that setting, right? So yes. It doesn't mean everything the person has done. The person has been consistent. Your birthday, he brought you that. You get it.
Yeah.
So you guys were bonding. So you can't just use one scenario and say, so you lost your trust with that specific thing, right?
Right.
So we can't narrow the whole trust as something that we expect.
You mentioned heavily. Cheating, right? Is cheating normal?
Right now, for most men, yes. It's very normal.
You think it is?
It's very, well, from, I mean, we've heard everything tonight. From, yeah, it's pretty normal.
Do you think cheating is normal?
Yeah.
Hey, so you don't mind if your girlfriend cheats?
No.
You don't mind?
Why don't you mind?
As in mind, I don't mind in the sense that mistakes do happen. And as of now, with what I have experienced, I will get mad. Because sometimes relationships get boring.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah.
Wow.
If we are being honest, sometimes it gets boring.
On that note, let me engage you.
Okay.
Why do you want to be in a relationship?
Why do I want to be in a relationship? Because I like the person.
Okay.
Yes.
That's why you want to be in a relationship.
And because I love the person, you know, those.
And what else?
I believe that's all.
So, yes, that is where the problem is, right? So, if I want to be in a relationship to have a companion, right?
Yeah.
It means that I need a consistent effort. If I want to have a companion, the companion also wants to have what? A companion.
Yeah.
So it means that consistently, we should serve each other a purpose. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it means daily, I need to be checking up on you because I also want you to what? Check up on me. So I don't see where the boring comes in unless you want to attribute it to sex. So you want to explore your sexuality.
No, it has nothing to do with sex. But if you are
so, what boring in what context?
Yes,
the boring in what context?
Yes. Same face, same girl. You've seen Zanas.
Oh, and yes, it'll be a
dog.
And yes, same face, same
no,
girl.
Boring is a very subjective word. So you need to explain in what context you want to put the boring. Because if you talk about boring, then it means you're taking a relationship lightly.
Just think that you said, yeah, we better
no, but if you are being honest, like, yeah, can you cry now? Because I've had instances where people walk up to me or people I know, they go like, I've been doing the same thing over and over and over again with this guy.
Exactly what she said. Right.
But even if you guys do change it over time, it gets to a place you even get fed up.
MC no, right? I won't be in a relationship with someone. Let's say if I know the guy is more of an indoor person and then I'm expecting that there'll be a change. That, oh, maybe all of a sudden we're supposed to do something different. Upon you entering the relationship, you know that, oh, he would make an effort that, oh, maybe for your sake, today we'll do something different.
You see that,
but it should
see,
be at
you know,
the back
you know where the
of
problem
your mind.
Is. This is where the problem comes. Okay.
There's no problem. Let
you
me land.
I didn't say, oh.
The problem is there's no problem.
Uh-huh.
Because, because as I'm entering into the relationship with, let's say, Allen or whoever it may be, and I know the person is not an indoor person, let me not even expect. Let I not dare, if that's English. Like, no way on earth should you even expect a change, or do you expect, like, you know, you can't change the person. So what do you mean by boring?
So,
you knew that
so
he's the movie type. You
that's,
constantly
that's the thing,
be doing this or
that's
that.
That's what they keep saying. But you see, when you,
you
fall
guys,
in
you guys
love,
argue with reality.
See, that's the
honestly,
thing.
Argue with reality.
When you wait, that's, argue, that's argue what I'm saying.
Think,
when you
know,
fall in love,
like,
when you
I guess
fall in love, don't
men,
think of
and
those
it's different
things.
For women. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
see, you don't think about those things.
Me, I just
sometimes
want him to be honest and say that the boring he's talking about is talking in terms of sex.
When you guys start dating, maybe something will change, or maybe you both will
what
do something
will
new.
Change?
Yeah, what
let's
will change?
People change.
What
happens?
What?
Change?
Okay, wait, hold on.
Let me explain. The person gets a new job, so then the job prevents the person from going out as much as they used to.
Yes.
So, because of circumstances, the person has changed.
No. Listen. The scenario of a relationship. Now, a relationship is like you see a flower, right? It is beautiful to you. We all have different definition of beauty. So, it is beautiful to you, right? You don't just pluck the flower because immediately you pluck it, that's it. You lose its, it doesn't grow again, right? So, you want to consistently keep that flower in shape and grow it to have many of that flower, right? So every day you're waking up. It means that you're waking up. You've made one effort to wake up to what? Water the flower. You understand? So there's an investment there. Now, sometimes some of the flower is going to wither or something like that. So it means that you understand that there's going to be ups and down, but you still what? Even in the state where some is looking brown, you are still watching it. You are still watching
sometimes,
it.
Sometimes it becomes a one-sided affair. And listen, yes, and even sometimes you even expect the other person to also make an effort, but the other person also feels like, oh, Kwame has always been making the effort, so don't worry, Kwame is going to do it. You see, that kind of thing. So
in that scenario, you don't
mind.
That's
where communication comes in. Communication always does the work.
No, but so, wait. So in that scenario, right, you don't mind your girl cheating. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your gravity of cheating?
What's my gravity of cheating?
Cheating doesn't have gravity. No. Cheating is cheating.
Do you mind your boyfriend cheating?
You are cheating where?
Yeah.
No, like.
Yeah. Do you mind?
That's where sometimes at the end of the day you get hurt because you feel that.
No, I'm not going to get hurt because you cheated. If you cheat, that's it. It means you don't want me again. You can't be selfish. Let's just get down with it. You cheat, so let's move on.
Yeah, you.
Me? I feel like if you cheated, it means like I'm not good enough or like something.
It's not good enough.
Are you ready? Even if I'm sorry, are you ready to forgive?
That's how she feels, You can't condemn
because
yourself.
I feel like what?
If I'm sorry, are you ready to forgive?
Forgive. Then it means it will continue. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, but
once you did it, there's always going to be a second time.
Have you been cheated on?
Yes.
How did you take it? You have been cheated on.
Cheating. First of all, people feel like cheating is just like
cheating. No, yeah. So anything that he does with someone else that is not you, when he's committed himself to you.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Shout out to the girl he's with now. I hope it's going well. Cause that boy, he a damn liar.
Wow.
Wow. That was.
But how did you feel? How did that make you feel?
I mean, like, fam. I feel like boys, we have people that like are not attached in terms of commitment and they're just living their best life. Because, you know, if you want to be single, be single.
So if, don't come if in the event,
me. Men want to have their cake and eat it.
If in the event that your boy that cheated, right? Mm-hmm. If in the event that in the future he's single again and you are single again, would you like to go back?
You're gonna die in the DM.
Okay, right. Okay, so
you've gone now.
Now he realized that you are the one.
It's not like you are the one. Mm-hmm. You guys were done. Like you guys are done. Right. Then you guys meet in the future, and you guys want to like hook up again. Like you guys want to date again.
But I wanna ask. Like, if it didn't work out the first time, what makes you think it'll work out a second time?
You guys know infatuation.
Infatuation that you were in a relationship. Alan, what are you saying?
Do you know infatuation? No, you guys can meet, and right now you guys. Maybe he's nicer. He has more money. Right now, he fits your narrative of like a perfect partner.
Wow.
Are you ready to risk it?
So it means you're managing what you have now, right?
MFS.
MFS. My fan aside, you're managing it. Oh. Yes. You're prioritizing other things aside your own dignity, right? So that's what
you're doing. No. The thing is, you don't know what he has done within that time. That time that he wasn't with you since you guys broke up. What if he proves to you that I've changed.
Yeah. Prove to like, me.
He shows you something.
Honestly,
let's face the reality.
You don't know women.
If a boy shows you proper commitment and attention, you're telling me that you won't think of this boy.
Listen. Men of today can go a long ass while, like years, just duping a girl. Oh, I love you and all, just to get into her pants.
And you are telling me you guys won't fall for that.
What makes you think he wouldn't come back? I mean, so far as you've been through the first time and you know, but
you can take it that the first time you guys were younger.
You were
younger. So you're younger and you
learn. That's what I was even coming to say about we go wherever we go and we come back and we hook up again. It's different when maybe you feel like that time you made a very mature decision that, oh, the way things are going, I just feel like, you know, ABC. So we go our separate ways. But it's not when we made the efforts and you fucked up and you think the second time I'm magically supposed to think, things are going to be better. I'll forgive you. There's something that Oprah said, forgiving someone doesn't mean the situation could have been better or would be better anytime soon. It means you understand that things didn't work. You understand that it wasn't the best. I've forgiven you, so I don't hold that pain and that guilt or whatever on his side or my side, whatever. Whoever fucked up. And then we move on. My name remains MYA.
MYA.
Yeah.
A new segment I introduced. The 9 question segment where I just ask random 9 random questions to all my panelists. They give me their best opinion. Then yeah, we argue it out. We see who's giving like dumb ideas, who's giving funny ideas, all of those things. So let me start with the boy who doesn't care.
With the waves. Oh. The waves in his head.
If you were to be in a relationship, what's your dream destination?
My dream destination in a relationship.
Like you like to take a trip to visit? With your partner. Where would you guys
go? Japan.
Oh, why? What's in Japan?
Japan. Yes. Because their tech innovation is very, very nice.
You're on a date. You're not there.
You're on a vacation.
And the experience there too is very nice. You know, there's this thing that they there's a go-kart thing they do on the streets, more like Mario Kart thing. Yeah,
I feel you, Japan.
Like there are a lot of nice things at Japan.
I don't really have a destination in mind. Honestly, anywhere is fine for me. So far as you know,
using for the choco inside. <You're cool. laughs> Okay. So if you could join the cast of any movie you've seen, what would it be and what would you have yourself do?
Okay, for a movie,
the guy who doesn't mind. Just being cheaters.
Okay, so I'll just go, I think Infinity War. Yeah.
Whose position do you want to take?
Infinity War. Whose position? Tom Holland.
Oh, right. You fit the narrative, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
How about you, Eva?
Maybe Maleficent, Angelina Jolie's role. I like it because, like, when the guy did her wrong, she didn't accept him again, and, like, the fire comes. I like people who have fears, like, yeah, that kind of thing.
Alan, me.
Yeah, okay, yeah, go, yeah, go.
I'd want to be in Colombiana.
Ah!
Yeah, it's an old movie.
You guys haven't seen it? Like, where she enters the house and kills all... The man who killed...
Like, it was the only black girl.
Yeah, was no, she's black? Like, she's... Colombian, sort of. She's those people, Sam. Let's go to the next one. If you had your own show, who would be the first three guests you'd have on? If you could have anybody.
I think I'd have Wendy Williams.
Oh, okay. Why'd you want it?
Because she just brings the show vibe. Alive, yeah.
I'm scared of Wendy. I don't know if she's a man.
And I love her because she's very honest. True. Like, when she's talking about something, yeah. Brings
then
out the
which other two people would you have?
And Chris Brown, obviously. Yes, the love of my life.
That's solid.
And I think I'd have Anderson Cooper.
Okay, yeah. That's nice.
So I'd love to have Fowls the Bad Guy. Like, if you know me, you know that's my baby boy for life. So him, Cardi B, and Denzel Washington. Is it Denzel? No, it's the other guy. It's not Denzel. There's this other guy. He's also black.
L. Jackson.
You smart. Yeah, him. L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay. How about you?
Jerry John Rollins.
Hey, bossu.
And maybe Cardi B too, and Michelle Obama.
If you could become an expert at anything, what would it be? What would you be an expert at?
Well, I feel like, CSI is very low in Ghana. So if I could, like, you know.
So it's crime investigation.
Yeah, crime. I feel like people only, like, get
blood
away.
And you just figure out.
But I feel like it's just because we don't have the logistics in it, you know.
Yeah. What would you be an expert at?
But she already said it. Kuma was in me.
Right. She wants to be an expert at sex.
Well, for me, it would be math.
Math.
To just be great.
Doing crazy math.
Hey.
Wait, don't worry. If you can change one thing from your daily routine, what would it be?
Nothing.
You have a nice routine.
You know, I can't really think of anything.
Bro.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything.
You actually enjoy the ride to work in the trusty and things. You don't want to change that.
Oh, then unless
that's
I want
beyond
to
what
be sleeping at home.
Okay.
Sleeping, yes,
okay.
I can't control that.
Makes sense. Wait, what childish things do you guys still do as adults? I eat cereal.
I break bread in tea.
I can't forgive you for that.
No, because my teeth, like, it becomes softer and it's like, that's nice. I mean.
I wish I could stop watching or adding cartoons.
Cartoons are part. We can pardon cartoons.
It's actually a good thing, though. Like, cartoons.
Like, it releases your stress, so that's good.
Yeah, it does. I have this friend, after work, when he comes back from work, the first thing he watches is Looney Tunes,
I mean, Tom and Jerry.
Cartoons, right? If you're watching South Park.
No, they are
Looney like cartoons are cartoons.
I think, South Park, I think they are what cartoons. He said really like makes sense because I grew up with a lot of kids and moving out and being on my own, kind of feel lonely sometimes when I'm in the room. So when I put cartoons on, it make me feel like there's some presence.
So it's like nostalgia.
Yeah.
What do you look for in a friend? What a friend we and have. Bear in mind that there's a difference between acquaintance and friend.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, you have to be nice. If you're not nice, you won't be my friend.
Me dear, to see a dear, me no crying me any me dear to see a dear. Ska. Cause I don't find the who I be
blessed. It doesn't bring anything. So you're someone who has money right now.
But that's exploiting. If you want someone as a friend because of money.
It's not exploiting.
You always be the receiver.
But well. I'm willing to learn.
He said Sisi Adia. Maybe he has been at that point where he was always at the edge in terms of.
Okay. What about you, Nadia?
I think what I look for in friends is to have some similarities. We have some similarities.
Okay, you guys enjoy certain things together.
That could also be a basic thing.
I just feel like, not maybe in terms of like intellect per se, but I feel like I'd want to be friends with someone that like your yes is your yes, you know.
So like a straightforward person.
Yeah, you know, when the need be, you say what you get me, like how you think. Not someone that you have 50 Ghana and you're broke, but because you still want to go to Bloom. Like, I want people with prospects. Like, you know what you want. You know that you have, like, you get it. Like, you're not just living life. Fine, you only live once, but I don't want people that, like, we are just going. Like, have focus. Like,
oh, yeah.
That would make sense.
I'm scanning here. Because if you have a friend who is broke.
I don't think it's broke per se, but you have to have a friend that, you know, in terms of finances, if you need help. The person isn't stingy or the person is willing to help. Yes. I mean, you have a family before you had a friend. What do you mean broke? Oh, no, trade your animal. Do you get it? Like, it's just in sako, not in saba. It doesn't mean that has to be a factor. We have friends that, you know, when you meet them, you'd have fun, but then you don't need to go and sit at Citrus. Or you don't, it's more about the person's, you know, the presence, what the person does, what the person reminds you of. It's not where you're sitting and what you're doing that really matters. So if you say broke, I mean, that's a bit iffy to me.
If you could rid the world of one thing right now, you can totally get rid of it. What would you do?
Sex.
Oh, hey. What? Oh, what? Oh.
Not sex, but it'd be a Jamaica dose.
Okay, yes, a Jamaica. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me, I think I just rid the world of
poverty.
Hunger.
You have the luxury of choosing a life partner. What kind of partner will you choose for yourself? I would choose a sensible partner, and that is it.
That's all you need.
Charlie, you need to have money, though. Yeah,
sense.
Like you have some nice.
Yeah, I mean wisdom is needed. Sorry.
No, because there are some things that are irrational, and you'd have to use. You have to use the very common, the commonest of the senses to relate to it. But then, yeah, you don't find that in everyone.
That's right. I think I'll go with his. Yeah.
Yeah, I need someone who is hardworking. That's all. If you're hardworking, basically, you know what is right and what is wrong because you work towards getting a fruitful or a productive.
Pray don't get a husband who works 7 days a week.
Yeah, I understand because you're making money.
She looks like she'd love it, anyways. Yeah. Like, so far as
so once you get that leave, then I know we are just into ourselves till you go back to work. You resume.
Hey,
so
bad.
How about you?
I should have a car.
I'd like to marry someone. Is it marriage or be with someone that there's effort? Yeah, I like to see persistence. If you give up, that thing really devexes me. It won't be easy. No
give
one said
how?
It would be
in
easy.
In a quest to win you over or what?
Not winning. I mean, we're together. Things won't always be rosy. You know, some people like give up like easily and stuff like that. If I see persistence, perseverance in terms of your work, no matter the situation we are in or we are facing, be it work, be it your mother distress, or, you know, whatever the case may be. If you're, you know, even when things are clearly looking like the odds are against you. I like that. I think that's sexy, actually.
Turns you on?
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
I mean, she's being honest.
Right, she is, yeah. Come to the end of the podcast. It was nice having you guys.
Thank you.
You guys, your views are, like, I respect your opinions. Us. You guys have interesting views on everything. You guys should just drop your social media wherever we can find you.
So I'm 69 Nyameche everywhere.
I am Nadia _ O, not 69.
Nadia underscore
O on Twitter.
How about you? No, wait. How about you, Eve?
Oh, Denise One on Instagram. DENN_ISE, then one.
So on Instagram, I'm MYAO _ On Twitter, I am the TheTheMyAO.
And as usual, I'm MC Noh on all your social media. Come find me, follow me, follow all of us. And I thank you guys for listening. So till we meet again, goodbye.
Bye.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.